All right, we are in the process of discussing the kingdom. And so far we've looked at the covenant with David and the vision of Daniel. But we're not done with Daniel. Turn to Daniel chapter 9. What's going on in this chapter is really fascinating on a whole bunch of fronts. Jeremiah predicted that the captivity would last for 70 years. Mm-hmm. Daniel is reading Jeremiah and says, Lord, you said this is going to last 70 years. The 70 years is up. What's next? That's Daniel chapter 9. Uh-huh. Now, this is so fascinating. It has things to do with he recognized Jeremiah with scripture. They were contemporaries. Mm-hmm. And it took 3 weeks for the Lord to get the answer to him. Mm-hmm. And then the answer is unbelievable. This is one of the most phenomenal things in all of the scripture. Mm-hmm. Turn to Daniel chapter 9. Mm-hmm. We're going to pick up at verse 25. Gabriel has brought him the answer. Gabriel says, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince. Where did you ever see that in the Bible? Messiah.
Wait, what verse?
All right, rare. There shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, and the street shall be built again in the wall, even in troublous times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood until the end of war of desolations are determined. Mm. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the
desolate.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you that this has been, for me, one of the toughest passages of Scripture to teach. Mm-hmm. And I've really struggled with it because it's so complicated. There's so many, and if you don't follow it tit for tat, you'll get lost real quick. So, I'm going to outline for you what I'm going to do. Point one is the beginning of the program. He says, know therefore and understand from the going forth of the command to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah Prince. So, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem. So that's the beginning of the program. Mm-hmm. Now, when is that? Well, and this is where it gets complicated. I mean, there are all kinds of theories, and I've worked my way through them all. Let me just tell you that the traditional view is that this is the decree of Artaxerxes recorded in Ezra 7, and that decree went out in 458 B.C., and I accept that as the commencement of the program. That's point one. It starts in 458 B.C. Point two, the total program consists of 70 weeks. Now, he says there's going to be 7 weeks, 62 weeks, and 1 week. You add all that up.
70.
and it's 70. Got it?
Mm.
Point three. What does he mean by weeks?
The word weeks means seven. Period. End of report. That's all it means. Seven. It's like the word dozen. What does dozen mean? 12. 12 what? Donuts? Eggs? Nails? What does it mean? The word itself does not contain what it means. It only means seven. It can be seven anything. So is it 7 hours? Is it 7 days? Is it 7 months? Is it 7 years? Is it 7 decades? What is it? Now, the only possible answer is that it's 7 years. The clue is that Daniel started saying the captivity was 70 years. What is next on your program? So 7 years comes out of that, but it's also the only thing that fits. It's the only way we make sense out of this passage. If it doesn't mean years, you can't make sense out of it. Now, we have a clue. Point four is the 70 years are divided into three parts. And I'm going to give you subpoints. I'm going to call it phase one, phase two, phase three. So, phase one is rebuilding Jerusalem. And so he says that's going to take 7 weeks. Well, if weeks is 7 years, 7 times 7 is 49. And that fits perfectly. All right? That's Samagud. That's phase one. 49 years, and we'll rebuild Jerusalem. Phase two is the coming of the Messiah. Now, this is where it starts getting complicated. There's 7 weeks, 49 years, and then there's 62 weeks. So you got to add that's 62 times 7, and then you got to add the 49 on top of that. You with me?
Yeah.
And it ends up being 434 years after the building of the of Jerusalem. And when did we start? 458. So you add all this up and you come up with 483 years. Now let me review, because you can get lost in all these numbers. You got 49 years, and then you got 62 weeks, which is 434 years. You add the 49 and the 434, and you come up with 483.
Okay.
And you start with the 458, and that puts you right around 25 or 26 AD. Mm-hmm. Now, what he said was, after 62 weeks, which actually is 69 weeks, mm-hmm. Messiah is going to come. Messiah is going to die, but not for himself. Now, let me ask you a question. Is that incredible?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some have actually, I think it's Sir Robert Anderson, has calculated this, and he's got it figured down to the day and the hour that this was fulfilled. I don't follow his calculations, but it cannot be denied that this passage is predicting the coming of a Messiah and gives the relative time, and that the Messiah is going to die, but not for himself. It says he's cut off. That was used in the Mosaic law of not excommunication, but of execution.
All right? That's incredible. That's mind-boggling incredible. There's nothing like that passage of Scripture in any other book on this planet, and it is the proof of Christianity. If that passage is true, Jesus is the Son of God. If that passage is not true, we're up a creek without a paddle, guys.
All right? What's missing? What have I left out? We're missing something. We had 49 weeks. We're missing a week. We're missing a week. And how long is that week? 7 years. Right?
Yeah.
Right. What's going to happen in the 7 years? Well, this is where it gets real complicated. It says, and the people of the prince who is to come. Who in the world is the people of the prince who shall come? The prince is not the Messiah. This is some other fella. And the end shall be with a flood until the end of war. Desolations are determined. Oh, wait a minute. You were talking about the Messiah, the prince. Then you talked about the people of the prince. And now all of a sudden you say, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Hmm. Who is he? Well, he...
the prince.
He is of the people... he's the prince who shall come, but it's not the Messiah. And go on, and it says, and he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. So he's going to make a covenant, and in the middle of the week, he's going to confirm the covenant for 1 week, 7 years. In the middle of the week, 3.5 years later, he's going to stop the sacrifices and offerings in the temple in Jerusalem. Phase 3 of the program. And then he's going to make it an abomination and make it desolate. You know what this is talking about? The tribulation. And he's going to make a covenant for 1 week. That's the Antichrist. This is the only passage of Scripture in the entire Bible that tells us the tribulation is going to be for 7 years. Jesus, we'll get to this later. Jesus, in giving his discourse on prophecy, which is the single most important passage on prophecy in the Bible, bar none, it's called the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 and 25, says, if you want to know what I'm talking about, go read Daniel, where he talks about the abomination of desolation. Jesus says, if you want to understand what he's saying, you got to understand Daniel chapter 9. And he calls it the tribulation. Now we'll get to Matthew 24 later, but what I want you to understand right now is, it all comes out of this passage. Jesus said it came out of this passage. Now, here's the problem. Phase 1, 49 years. Phase 2 starts immediately after the 49 years. You can add them together. Right? Then you get to the end of the 69th week, 483 years, and there's a gap. The Messiah is going to come, and then he's going to die. That's 3.5 years later.
3 years at least, right? So there's a gap between the 69th week and the 70th week, and we've never seen somebody make a covenant with Israel, break it 3.5 years later, and cause an abomination of desolation. Now, one of the big issues is, what is the abomination of desolation? Well, it's mentioned 3 times in the book of Daniel. And in chapter 11, it's referring to something that has already happened. And in Daniel chapter 11, and we don't have time to go through all that because we're never going to make it through all this. Mm-hmm. Antiochus Epiphanes goes into the temple in Jerusalem, sets up a statue of Zeus, offers a pig. You can imagine how disgusting that was to the Jews. And that is an abomination that desecrated the temple. Well, Jesus says there's coming another one. He says, when you see the abomination of desolation, flee. I thought it already happened. That was just a sample. That was just an example. Oh no, the big one's coming later. Paul says that the Antichrist is going to go into the temple and declare he's God. That's the abomination of desolation. So this is a super important passage of Scripture for prophecy. You want to know prophecy? You got to know Daniel. You got to know Daniel 2. You got to know Daniel 7. You got to know Daniel 9. You get those 3 passages down. 11 helps you understand 9, but you got it. There is coming a Messiah who's going to die. There's going to be an abomination of desolation. And when it all winds up, God's going to destroy the whole business and set up a kingdom. Are you with me? Okay. Have we nailed her down?
Yep. All right. Beat the dead horse a couple times.
Huh?
Beat the dead horse a couple times.
You want me to beat that dead horse a couple more times? Are you serious? You want me to repeat
No,
it?
No, we're good.
Okay. All right. You got to get this down. I mean, I want you to get the passages down. I want you to just know the concepts.
Actually, you have a book. You have a book about this Daniel. I have it.
You have it.
The small book. You
know, yeah, yeah.
That you do.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Do you have my commentary on Daniel?
No, I don't think so.
Did I not give you all a commentary? No, you don't have
it. Book.
No, this is a book.
A small book. Yes.
A small book.
Oh, a literal book.
Is that the white cover?
No.
It's,
I'll bring you. I have a commentary
that
on
that.
You
explain, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because I use it when I go to China. I taught that Daniel.
I know you use the Galatians book.
Galatians too, yeah. The small book.
I did do Galatians.
Yeah.
I teach Galatians first, then after that, I teach First Peter.
I'm teaching First Peter. Did I send you First Peter?
Yeah, yeah.
I just finished Second Peter. You have got to listen to Second Peter. It's on the church website. It's free. All right. How are we doing?
Good.